Thank you for tuning in to our brand new series-long podcast called Undetected, The Disappearance of Prisma Reyes. This is going to be a very descriptive and detailed podcast that is going to go into the disappearance of Prisma Reyes, as she has been missing now for 15 months and still has not been found. If you have any information, please contact local authorities as soon as possible. Help us find Prisma and join in the investigation by searching for @FindPrisma on Facebook.
26-year-old Prisma Reyes just started working at 123 Texas Auto in Northwest Dallas.
Prisma Reyes
left for lunch and never came back on Wednesday.
She's okay. We were talking about her job.
She always showed up on time to pick up her son.
Prisma Reyes.
I'm at a loss. I don't know what was going through her head.
Prisma Reyes.
I want to know where my sister's at.
And welcome to Red Rum Media. I'm your host, Kay. Today we're going to be talking about the disappearance of Prisma Reyes, and we are going to continue on our podcast series of Undetected, The Disappearance of Prisma Reyes. I remember it like it was yesterday. My better half comes into the room to tell me the Facebook page that I had created for Prisma Reyes had been set ablaze with comments and questions about an incident at a Walmart not too far from where Prisma actually went missing.
233-259, suspicious activity at Walmart, 12220, FM-423.
I started reading comments, messages, and Facebook posts explaining how a young woman had been seen running from the vehicle towards the front of a parking lot into the Walmart. The woman had allegedly been abducted anywhere from days to months prior, but luckily, at some point, this woman had escaped and fled for a crowd of people at this local shopping center. A man had taken to social media to share his experience of this event. People started asking him questions and posting pictures of Prisma on his Facebook status to see if the woman even remotely resembled Prisma. At one point, it was said that she did, in fact, resemble Prisma, and that she might have even been missing since April, when Prisma went missing.
Units and that's the suspicious activity at Walmart. The female is now saying that she was refusing to leave the restroom area. 243, can you back officers on the suspicious activity at Walmart 423? The female is requesting a female officer. Probably enough.
Well, in true me fashion, I got right to work, trying to determine if this woman was, in fact, Prisma. After realizing her family hadn't posted anything on Facebook or other social media sites about anything of the such, I reached out to her stepfather, Dan Fuchs, to see if I could be of any assistance to him and to his family. Although Dan is technically her stepdad, Dan is the only father that Prisma has ever known, and to Prisma, Dan is dad. To make a long story not so short, the family hadn't heard anything about this, what I have now dubbed as the Walmart incident. After three long, agonizing days of speculation and conflicting information, it was finally determined that the woman that had this Walmart incident was not Prisma. It took Prisma's mother, Lilia, actually going down to the station to find out in person that it was not her. Needless to say, something that started out as me just trying to raise awareness for Prisma's disappearance has now turned into something so much more than that. There's absolutely no way I could just let my experience and past career in private investigations go to waste when there is a family literally begging for answers. That's just not who I am. At this point, I almost feel it's my duty to bring Prisma home for her family, especially for her young son. Speaking of Prisma's son, among the people that I've actually talked to is this son's father, which is one of Prisma's exes. This might catch some of you off guard, but I have to say, I was quite surprised by the tone of our conversations and how he at least seems very willing to try to help provide any information he thinks may be beneficial in finding Prisma. I know there has been a lot of speculation in regards to him, But we'll get into this a lot more in detail at a later time. Let's just say he has provided my investigative partner with court documents and records, even proving some of what he says. And when they weren't requested, he actually offered. So for the meantime, can we just give the guy a break? I mean, if nothing else, please just do it for their son. Believe me, there are plenty of other potential persons of interest that come to mind when working through this case. All of those people should keep all of the internet sleuths busy in the meantime. There's plenty of twists and turns to go around. For example, her ex she met at E-Bar, and the fact that he allegedly gave a fake name the day at the bar while with Prisma? We already know that they had an on-again, off-again, volatile relationship. In my eyes, this guy is basically the perfect ball guy, or well, that's a whole other episode in its entirety, unfortunately. So, more on that later. Not to mention the little-known fact that Prisma's 2017 Jeep wasn't even in her name. It was actually in the name of someone else, another guy at that. We've just recently obtained this information, so we are still trying to figure out how this man might play into things, or even play into Prisma's life at this point. I can tell you this though, most of the people in Prisma's life don't even know that this man exists. There's more bad than good in this disappearance, unfortunately, but I digress. Anyway, some of Prisma's family and friends have honestly become an extended branch of my very own family. I've also met the other half of my investigation team through Prisma's disappearance. Together, we plug away, little by little, day after day, and week after week. To this very day, we continue to interview others, put in records requests, turn in credible tips to law enforcement, including those discovered by our very own team, and more. We also continue to analyze and review CCTV footage, incident reports, missing persons reports, cell phone and social media data, and much more. Unfortunately, 15 months later, we still have very few answers, and although we've been able to fill in some of the blanks on her last days, hours, and even minutes, we still have so many questions. When we were initially denied our Freedom of Information Act request a few months back, we really started to dig that much more, to discover the answers we knew we needed, but that we were not going to be able to get from law enforcement at that time. We continue to discover new clues and leads every week. We are also doing all we can to assist the family in obtaining the answers that they rightfully deserve. So don't they say something like, if you want to bring attention to something, you have to make a lot of noise? Well, cue the choir, because we're about to start singing and we need your help. As of the recording of this podcast, unfortunately, Prisma, Denise, Peralta, Reyes has not been found and still remains missing. To date, no one has ever been arrested or further held accountable for Prisma's disappearance. With that being said, we continue to seek information on Prisma's whereabouts and the answers her loved ones deserve. Over the next few months, we're going to be releasing brand new episodes of the Undetected Podcast with brand new information. So stay tuned and subscribe to our YouTube channel to receive notifications when we release the latest episodes. Help solve the disappearance of Prisma Reyes by going to @FindPrisma on Facebook. You can always just search for it in the little tab up top. Also, if you have any information on Prisma's disappearance and those involved, please contact the Mesquite PD and or Crime Stoppers at the numbers on your screen. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.